snare. I have no snare in my headphones.
Mom spaghetti.
That's all I got. Is this the beginning?
Unfortunately, I'm Tamara.
I'm Rao.
And welcome to Fearful Friends Podcast.
You know, it's been a really long time since I've done air horn.
Really? I feel like you do it every time.
No, I didn't do it on the episode that came out today. I didn't do it on the last episode we recorded.
You've been practicing self-control. I'm really proud of you.
Air horn. I think I forgot about air horn, but it's coming back in a big way.
Okay. All right. Well, be prepared, everybody. So, welcome to our Christmas special.
It's a Christmas episode where we talk about this horrible, horrible holiday.
You're so horrible. I love Christmas.
No. That's because you don't work at a grocery store anymore.
Even when I did, I still loved it. No Grinch bitches.
Why don't, oh my God, shut up. Why don't you tell everyone how sad you are that nobody wants to play Christmas sweaters with you at work?
I am. I was sad.
She looks absolutely heartbroken, like a little baby bird.
They're so fucking boring. Let's do something. Let's have some fun. Let's order some fucking lunch.
And she has 3 Christmas sweaters that she was ready to wear. I only have my Freddy Krueger sweater.
I also went to the dollar store and got like tacky, like a funny Christmas tie and like the Aww. Headband with lights on it and like the necklaces.
You can
and
still
bells.
Wear that.
I might just wear it all.
Yeah, all at the same time.
And everyone else can fuck off.
Maybe they just need to see someone in the Christmas spirit to, you know, feel it themselves.
The thing that really hurt me is I'm going on vacation next week. Not really next week, but our next week from recording.
Present time, yeah. Next week.
And so they're having a district teams meeting. So everybody in the district has to wear their tacky sweaters on the day I'm not there.
Look at that face.
So I gave them all of the stuff I got at the dollar store.
Oh, you just gave it away?
And it was like $4.
Still, that was your tacky Christmas stuff.
I know. Can we just have some fun? What is...
You said we were recording a Christmas episode today, and I wore my Krampus shirt, and I brought you a Christmas present. Not the beer.
What?
Although we are drinking a Christmas beer. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. What are we drinking?
It's a Hardywood gingerbread porter.
All right. I'm gonna
Oh, she hasn't even taken a sip yet.
Not a big drinker.
No, she's not.
It's bitter on the back of your tongue, but then it tastes like, I don't know, it's ginger?
It does have ginger in it. Wish I could read this can, but it's pitch black in this room.
It's romantic.
It is an imperial porter with ginger, vanilla, cinnamon, and honey.
It definitely has the honey. I can taste the honey. Yeah.
Really?
That's what it is. Hmm. Yeah. So.
Are you ready?
I am. Why did you get me a present?
Because I saw it and I was just like, I think Tamara would like this.
Let's see.
Because you're a witch.
A luck and prosperity spell bottle kit? Ariel! I love this.
I hope it fucking works. I'm like, this bitch just has a cinnamon stick above her front door. Let's get her an actual spell kit.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. That is so nice.
I'm glad you like it. I hope it works.
God, me too.
And if it does work, I'm going to go back to that shop and buy some more.
Includes herbs, crystals, oil, bottle, incense, and instructions.
I wonder if you get to say some like incantations into the bottle or something.
Let's see. There's the seal. Now I probably need to... Nope.
Oh, I didn't know it opened like that. Cool.
I was looking. I saw on Instagram that they had these like ornaments with all the spell stuff in them. And I couldn't find them anywhere.
Was this at the Oddities place?
Yeah. Oh my god, that smells so good.
Oh my goodness. With this spell complete and my spirit set free, may luck be my friend and hear my plea. And it harm none, blessed be.
Witchy.
It is. I even have my crystals right here.
I know. I was like, she's got crystals everywhere. And they sold crystals at the store, but I didn't know what crystals. I don't know what crystals mean. And I wasn't going to ask.
I more or less just go for like what I'm attracted to. Like what purple. Calls to
I was me. Thinking purple.
I do have amethyst. Although my favorite, because it's so gorgeous, is aquamarine. I think it's my daughter's
birthstone
and my husband. I asked for aquamarine. An aquamarine ring, so we'll see if I get it.
There's something like bluish in that bag. Is that the crystal really? That's in there?
So dark in here, I can't see anything.
You can see it on the other side.
I need to get my fleshlight. Ooh, there are a few stones in there.
Oh, like different ones?
Yeah, it's like a little baggie of stones. Oh, there's a blue candle.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. So you like you can carve into the candle like oh. the stuff you want.
Dollar sign. Dollar sign. Dollar yeah. sign. Okay. And then like a little dick.
No, I don't want
Ew.
That. I want a baby.
I knew she was gonna say that. She got a little baby in the side. Coming out of the dick.
Exactly.
So there's that for holiday spirit. That's yeah. all I got.
Oh, thank you. I bought microphone arms. Black Friday
I'm
special.
I'm so fucking thankful. Look at me. I am not knocking into my microphone as I take a sip of things.
We look professional.
We do look professional. We sound better. I hope.
Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes something. She doesn't like the beer.
No, I do. It's like a taste that I can't. Maybe it's like pumpkin-y, spicy. I don't know.
It's gingerbread.
You're right. It is. No. So, what we're going to do is we have some Reddit stories. I did a ChatGPT.
And Christmas then she can explain story. What that is because I still don't know what that is. She just said it was some kind of AI. And you know how I feel about AI.
You can text
we
it.
Need to abolish it,
it's
AI.
Like, it's like a text message thing on an like, app on your phone. And you just text the bot. And you can ask it questions or like tell it to do something. So I just said, tell
what
me.
If I tell it to kill someone, will it do it?
No, it'll just like give you a response back.
Oh.
So like you can ask for like, make like a workout plan for me for this, this, and this. Gross. Or like, I don't know. Anything. I just downloaded it today. But
now you should delete it because AI is taking over the world and it's going to take our germs.
Our germs?
Germs.
Oh, our jobs. Okay. No, you can take my germs.
Not the good ones, though.
Yeah.
Beneficial bacteria. Don't want to get a yeast infection.
And then you have a scary Krampus story.
I found a scary Krampus story.
Okay. All right.
It's every single time she takes a sip.
It's something that's familiar that I just cannot remember.
Gingerbread.
No.
A Yingling? I don't know.
No idea. So I'm going to start with the Reddit.
Yeah,
and
yay.
Then you can do Krampus. Okay. And then I'll do the ChatGPT.
Horrifying.
Yes. Some are really short. Some are long.
Do you want me to sing a carol in the background?
Do you think I could lay Christmas music on the back of this?
Yeah. Or I could sing. I mean,
we could do both. Okay. Okay, Peter Griffin. Okay, so this was submitted to Reddit by Jazz Hand Skyward. I can't. Every year on Christmas, my brother eats an amount that could feed a small army and then passes out upside down on my father's recliner.
Same, though.
Like I'm not going to draw flowers on his snoring ass with a Sharpie like I've been doing since literally middle school. And I think that that's pretty funny. We're in our 30s. I feel like that's just required.
Why? I mean, I wouldn't draw on their face.
You wouldn't draw on your brother's face?
No. He would hit me. My brothers are not afraid to hit a girl. I mean, family.
My brother.
I'm pretty sure Tyler slapped me last time I saw him.
Oh, my goodness.
Did but you to be hit fair, him back? I hit him first.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was Cameron.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Tyler. What an abusive brother.
Well, my brother is, like, scary, too, but, like...
My brother's scary in a very serious way.
He's also very strong and, like, I don't know.
He's very quiet.
But he wouldn't.
Reserved. Yeah.
He dark. Wouldn't realize until after he left my house, and then I don't ever see him. He'd forget about it. So, win-win.
Does he look in a mirror? Can your brother see his own reflection?
I don't know.
So, you might be able to get away with drawing on his face.
I do have a very funny Christmas story.
Can you tell me it right now?
So,
unless you're in the middle of it. Is that story over?
That story's over.
All right.
Okay. This is the funniest Christmas story ever.
And this is a real life Tamara?
This is a real story. Okay. So, back when my brother and sister were 5 or 6, so I was like 12, 11 or 12, I don't know. Right around like... Halloween, Thanksgiving time, my parents were getting really angry because we were going through toilet paper like a lot. Ugh. And it's a family of 5, but my mom worked for Costco then. So, of course, she's bringing home huge,
gigantic 40 packs of toilet paper.
Yeah. And we're still going through it like crazy, and my parents are pissed off, and you know,
y'all are pooping too much.
Just like picture, you know, everyone pulling up in the bathroom door. I need toilet paper. And so they gave us each one roll, like one roll per week, and that was your roll.
You had to like take that roll with you to the bathroom.
Yeah, and of course you're gonna forget your roll.
Absolutely. I would. 9 times out of 10, I'm running to the bathroom in panic. Yeah. I'm not going to remember a roll of toilet paper. Yeah.
So, we're, like, Thanksgiving's coming along, and we, of course, have, like, my grandma and my uncle come, and...
Did you give them their own roll of toilet paper?
We didn't have any.
What?
We didn't have toilet paper. Like, we didn't know what was going on. It was absolutely...
Was John eating it?
Well,
was he?
We didn't find out.
This story doesn't have an ending?
It does have an ending.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I jumped ahead.
I just messed with you. Christmas comes around. Again, we're going to have family over. So my parents are really concerned about the toilet paper.
This has been going on for several months?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like 2 months. Yeah. So... So Christmas, we have Christmas morning with our family, and we get to the end of that, and this is before the family comes over. And then my little brother, who's like 5 years old, is like, hold on. And he goes to his room and gets us all boxes, and they were boxes of toilet paper.
Oh my God. He was hoarding them.
He was hiding the toilet paper to give us on Christmas because he knew it would be a big deal. It was like, it was just such a huge thing in our family. Like, there's no toilet paper. What is going on with the toilet paper in this little 5-year-old?
No one thought to ask the kids where the toilet paper was.
We did. He was just like stone cold. We'd never
He's
suspected
really good at
that.
Being stone cold.
It was so funny. And you think that, like, you would be like, are you kidding me? You're the reason why you stole it. No toilet paper. Everyone just laughed. It was the funniest thing. It was the funniest thing for this little 5-year-old to come up with just on his own.
Oh, my God.
It was just like a long burn.
That is. He's an evil genius.
It was really funny.
That is like a really, that's a long game.
Yeah. He's the, like, the best gift giver when he thinks he can, like, try.
Uh-huh.
So, like, ever since then, he's been a good gift giver. Maybe he doesn't believe in himself, but, like, one year he got me Waffle Crisp cereal. Because I was just randomly talking about it.
Like months earlier.
Yeah, like.
And he just, like, remembers shit like that.
Remember that Waffle Crisp cereal? I loved that stuff when I was a kid. I wish I could find it. He found it somewhere on some website. So.
Remember when that shit came back at Winn-Dixie?
No, but.
It happened, like, when we worked there.
I probably bought it. I loved Waffle Crisp.
I tried it, and I was like, this is fine.
It all happened because I got a candle and I was like, oh my god,
a maple candle.
I was like, this smells like something. Like, what is this? What is this? And finally I realized what it was. It was Waffle Crisp cereal.
Yum.
They don't make cereal like they did when we were kids.
No, or maybe they don't make it like they used to.
Taste buds are not like they were when we were kids.
Well, you know, I think we're just trying to avoid all the deadly sugar and carcinogens that they put in children's cereal.
Who?
I guess you. I'm gonna eat some Fruit Loops.
I have been known as an adult to dabble in Cocoa Pebbles.
There you go.
Maybe some Fruity Pebbles.
I hate both those, but anyway.
Why?
I don't know.
Cocoa Pebbles are so good, and they turn your milk into chocolate milk. So it's like two treats in one.
It's just like too much.
You're too much.
Like Fruity Pebbles I could get down with, and I'd love chocolate, so... I don't know.
I love chocolate, and I love chocolate milk, and I love chocolate
yeah,
cereal.
Yeah, I love chocolate milk, too. I love Apple Jacks. Ugh. Oh, I love Apple Jacks.
I know, Matt. And Matt was literally just talking about Apple Jacks the other day, and I was like, I'm not buying them. You're going to have, like, one handful of cereal, and it's not going to live up to your expectations of how it used to be when you were a kid, and then that box is going to sit there, and I'm going to eat it when I'm high. Just... And then I'm going to die of cancer.
All right. So, let's go to the next Reddit. Okay, this one is very long. Are you raising your hand over there?
I have to sniff.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my nose is like really runny.
Every time you sniff while I'm editing, I get so enraged with you. And then you always go, I did really good, didn't I?
I've been really trying to back up, but now that we have this arm, it's like in my face, and yeah. It's really hard to back up.
The mic picks it up anyway.
I'm really trying, Tamara. I can't help it. When I laugh, my nose runs.
Yeah, it does. Every time you laugh is when you would sniffle.
I can't help it. And while we are in a break, I'm going to get another drink because...
Ugh.
What?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. No. Do you need to take Advil? I have some in my bag, which is right there. Okay, good. Because I only had two left. And I might need to take some on my way home because I am also on my period.
Oh, God.
Oh. But I'm... I wonder... Yeah. Let's see. Gingerbread amber ale. Why hasn't anybody made that?
God, this is like so dense you can't even see color through it.
You're lucky I didn't bring any of the other ones.
I am lucky.
It was. Oh, are you talking about the cup? Or the...
No, the beer.
The other ones were all imperial stouts. It would have been very syrupy.
I drank stouts when I was breastfeeding.
Guinness is a lot lighter. Guinness is not imperial. Guinness is nitro. It's very airy, and it's only 4% alcohol.
I don't remember what I drank, but...
You drank Guinness. I remember you had to get the draft, whatever it was, with the little ball in the thing.
Okay. Right? I get Heineken and Guinness mixed up, but I know Guinness is, like, black and it has a harp on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guinness is Heineken. Good for lactating. Like, Heineken's that shitty lager in a green bottle with the star on it.
Okay.
You know what else is green and has things on it? Christmas trees.
Aww, look
and
at
we
you.
Bring it back to the Christmas episode.
I should have lit a Christmas candle. I know you have some.
At my house, yeah. I did not bring any.
Bitch, I know you have one on you right now.
Side note, though. So, like, last weekend, we went to a Krampus Fest in Orlando. And it was so fucking fun. But, and they had, like, a whole bunch of, like, different vendors with all of this, like, really cool spooky, like, spooky stuff and, like, Krampus stuff and old Halloween stuff. It was amazing. I spent $40 on a single candle because it was skull shaped.
Was it big?
They said it had an 85-hour burn time.
Okay.
And it was 100% soy. And I stained my favorite shirt because I went a little too hard with the sniff and dumped the oil on the front of me because it was kind of hot that day.
I hate that.
Oh, good. That happens to other people.
Yeah.
I was like, and it like went everywhere and everybody's just like.
Usually I just like go to blow out the candles and it's like.
Oh, it wasn't wax. It was like essential oils or something all down the front of me and it stained my shirt.
Gross.
It wasn't even burning.
Maybe dry shampoo.
It is too late. Okay. I mean, like, I left some stain stuff on there and then I washed it. I got most of it out up here, but there's still a couple stains on my belly.
You could just wear like a bib.
An apron. Do you know what else aprons are good for? Baking Christmas cookies. And we bring it back again.
Oh. That's why you're my
favorite. So fucking stupid.
All I can picture is my mom in the apron, like on Christmas. It's like an Italian apron. It has. What statue is that?
David with the dick. That's amazing.
I have a picture of that.
I feel like I've seen that picture, yeah.
Because it's from Italy. It's red and green and white, I guess.
It's adorable. My mother-in-law gave me a denim apron. It's really flattering.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Oh, okay. In case anyone wants to know, apron's probably not a good gift for me. I don't know if I'd be offended or not.
Are you a baker? They're good if you're painting with your kid.
I would be too afraid to get it messed up. Because if anyone's buying me an apron, it better be a really nice apron.
But you're going to mess it up anyway. That's the whole point of an apron.
Flour doesn't.
You know, I only use my apron when I'm like cooking things in oil that I'm scared that they're going to splash on me.
Okay. I think it's time to move on from the apron talk.
Do you know who wears aprons? Oh, we already did that one.
Wait, who wears
cookie
aprons?
Bakers?
Oh, okay.
Christmas cookie bakers.
Ah.
Noel.
Okay. Back to Reddit.
Whatever we were doing.
So, this was submitted by _Bo_Nanners. _Bo_Nanners.
God, I hate my laugh.
Okay, so this is the long one. It wasn't funny at the time, but now it's hilarious and will forever be known as the Christmas surprise. So Ooh. Let me set the stage real quick. My family always goes to Christmas Eve Mass, and then we come home and we exchange our secret Santa gifts between siblings. It's tradition at this point. You need to leave that sentence out. I will be critiquing everyone's writing.
They're not getting paid to do this.
They still need to know.
You know what? You Step try writing something and submitting it. I won't.
I write stuff.
You can't spell things right. Even with spell check. They would judge you hard.
So true. I'm so embarrassed at work. Anytime I have to type something and someone's standing next to me, I'm like, sorry, I don't know. And then my boss always goes, you spelled that wrong. I know.
I'm doing the best I can. Do you know who else is doing the best they can?
The elves?
Santa. Oh, you know what? Yeah. We'll give it to the elves. Fuck Santa.
Okay.
It's the elves doing all the work. Santa's just the face of the company.
Okay.
Sorry.
Where was I?
I'm sorry.
There were a lot of us, my two sisters, my brother, my parents, my grandparents, and my sister's fiance. So we were in multiple cars. Mass had ended, and I left with my oldest sister and her fiancé to go back home. The others were several minutes behind us. Another important thing, we had two small dogs, a Chihuahua and a Chihuahua Terrier mix.
Oh my goodness.
Guess which one was better behaved?
The Chihuahua Terrier mix?
I'm assuming so.
I am also assuming so.
Two small dogs we put in small cages when we leave the house. So my sister, her fiancé, and I get back home, and as soon as we walk in the door, we were just bombarded with the smell of hot diarrhea.
Okay.
Hot diarrhea.
Yeah, no, I get that. We live in Florida. We all know what hot poo-poo smells like.
It was so pungent that my eyes were watering. Definitely in my top 10 worst things I've ever smelled. I have no idea how long that diarrhea was just sitting there, but it was long enough that the entire house smelled like shit.
Where was the diarrhea?
They didn't find it yet.
Oh.
They just smelled it.
Okay.
It felt like we were choking on it, and I could practically taste it.
Oh, my God.
I feel that.
It's disgusting. As I drink my brown drink.
So my sister, her fiancé, and I are just yelling and freaking out at the smell. The house alarm is going off, and the dogs are barking to be let out of their cages like they were like they always do when we first get home.
This literally sounds like my going? House.
Why is the alarm going off?
Because they must have, like, rushed into the house without disarming it. Like,
chaos. All right.
I'm stressed.
So I go over to their cages, and obviously the smell is getting much worse the closer I get to the source. I let the Chihuahua Terrier mix out of his cage first because he was completely clean.
Okay.
Knew it.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. The Chihuahua, on the other hand, well, he didn't just poop in his cage. He had a full-blown diarrhea shit explosion. His doggy bed was soaked with shit, and it had leaked onto the hardwood floors.
God.
It had exploded out onto the walls. Gross. The small white Chihuahua had practically rolled in it. He's sopping wet, and his fur is stained brown.
Oh my God, that poor baby. He probably didn't know what to do.
Oh, goodness. So he's sitting there barking at me and wiggling like crazy, flinging shit everywhere because he wants to be...
Oh, he's wagging his little poo-poo tail.
Because he wants to be let out of his cage. You just imagine it.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God, you're home. It's bath time. Help.
I was just sitting there in my dress and heels trying not to throw up and trying to figure out how I can let him out of his cage without letting him drag liquid shit all over the house and furniture.
You pick him up. He's a Chihuahua. You pick him up.
Who wants to pick that up?
If that happened to my dog, I would pick them up and take care of them. They're my babies.
I mean,
I love them more than I love myself.
if they were, like, looking, like, ill or something, I probably would, but...
Yeah, they need your
the
fucking
dog's
help.
All hyped and,
the
like...
The dog is ill. It's shit all over himself.
Oh, God. My sister finally goes to the back door and starts yelling, potty, gotta go potty, since that's our dog's cues to go outside. Luckily, the little poo mop went straight out the door, so he didn't drag shit all over the place. There were just a few drops in a straight trail to the back door, so it could have been much worse, but the cage, the floor, and the wall are still a fucking mess. If you've ever seen the scene from Bad Grandpa where he sharts on the wall... Then you can picture exactly what kind of mess I'm staring at. Except this one wasn't a prank. It was actual shit all over the walls, and I'm the one who had to clean it up.
Here's the thing, Tamara. How in the fuck was that a Christmas story?
It was at Christmas time. I'm not done yet. I'm the one who loves
it was
animals.
At Christmas time.
I'm the one who loves animals so much that I want to work at a vet's office.
So much that you won't pick your dog up when it's in dire need of, like, help?
That dog was fine. It couldn't have been happier to be covered in its own feces.
Feces.
Yes. So naturally, I get stuck with all the gross pet jobs as practice. Also because I'm the only one besides my mom who doesn't freak out and vomit when up close and personal with doggy shit and other nasty stuff. I was also the one who had to pluck out butt worms that had dried to the Chihuahua's booty.
Okay, I would not do that. I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. No, that's what the vet can do. She can handle that.
But that was a different horror story. Anyway, The first thing I did was just toss the entire dog bed. It was soaked and not even worth trying to save.
Yeah, I agree.
I also threw his food bowl and his water dish into an empty grocery bag to clean later. No, throw that away too.
I don't know what I would do, but I wouldn't put in a bag to clean later because then it's just gonna like marinate.
Okay.
No, because what do you wash it with? Your hands? Your dish scrubby that you scrub your other dishes with? How do you wash it?
Yeah,
I'm not putting that in my dishwasher.
Time to get a new one.
Poo poo.
Then I had to use an entire paper towel roll to sop up the hardwood floor and the cage floor. Don't forget, I'm doing this with my bare fucking hands since I couldn't find any rubber gloves.
That's your problem, dude.
Put those grocery bags over your hands.
Yeah.
Be innovative.
You got some Ziplocs? Those will do. Yeah.
I had to drag the cage away from the wall so I could get close enough to clean it. But in my haste to get everything cleaned up, I forgot that liquid shit could spread underneath the cage. So, of course, I just spread this shit even further along the floor. I'm not sure how I would have been able to avoid doing that, but whatever. So my sister's fiance quickly carries the cage outside so it can be hosed off later. And that makes more shit drop onto the floor between the cages and the back door. I am still focused on cleaning up the fucking epicenter of this disaster. So my sister cleaned up the floor trail where it had dripped. I finally got the shit out of the hardwood floor. I completely wiped up and disinfected with Clorox wipes so I could get closer to the wall without putting my heels or, God forbid, my bare feet into diarrhea. Oh, God. Then I started wiping off the walls. Surprisingly, it didn't stain or tint the white paint brown. So at least there's that.
That is surprising.
Now, at this point, I've been cleaning up shit for a solid 10, 15 minutes. By the time I'm just finishing up cleaning and disinfecting the wall, the rest of our family finally got home. Of course, when they walked in the door, they also started freaking out about the shit smell permeating the air. It hadn't cleared up at all in the time that we had been cleaning.
They had family coming. Merry Christmas!
If anything, the smell had gotten worse because I was moving and spreading it around. So they were all asking what the fuck happened. And in the meantime, the poor dogs are still outside barking because they want to be let in.
And need baths.
We couldn't exactly let them in earlier since one of them is still soaked in diarrhea. Luckily, I didn't have to be the one who bathed the poop dog. They called it that for the rest of its life.
The poop dog.
Hey, poop dog.
Yeah.
Since everyone agreed that I had done much more than my fair share of cleaning up the mess, my mom had to go outside and pick him up with an old bath towel and carry him straight into the tub. Then I spent 5 minutes furiously scrubbing my hands with soap because, again, I cleaned it all up with my bare hands and it got all over me. But I was also lucky. None of it got onto my dress or my heels. Ugh. Go, girl. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Different. Sorry.
So, yeah.
You go, girl.
So, yeah, that's the story of the infamous 2015 Christmas surprise. Hope it made someone laugh, because I certainly wasn't laughing at the time.
I think I'm more just disturbed.
Yeah.
I did not realize we were going this route with our Christmas stories. That was 90% shit talk.
Yeah, what's different from our other episode?
You know what? Fair point.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry about her loss.
I don't think she lost anything.
Her dignity.
Yeah, I mean, you could have figured out something to cover her your hands with.
Afternoon. What? Yeah, what?
It I'm was sorry. Late. That no. was Christmas Mass.
Oh, they do midnight mass. But then it's like, why do you have people coming over?
Maybe because they're like family and they're in town for Christmas. I don't know.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh, God. Oh. Sorry. I hope you have fun editing that later.
I will. I'll have fun just deleting.
Oh.
Okay. So I have another story submitted by who knows because I cut their name off when I took a picture.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
This must be a real shorty.
It's one page. Okay. When I was about 12, my parents got into a fight at one of those Christmas tree lots. And so it was decided that there would be no Christmas trees in our house that year. That's sad. Get your lives together for your kids, okay?
That is,
I would have, like, that was my favorite part of Christmas, going to get a Christmas tree with my parents.
Absolutely. It's how I learned how to pick the perfect tree. Only go for perfection.
You sound just like your dad.
Back in my day, yeah, I said it, we used to have to go to a Christmas tree farm and cut our own tree down in the snow.
Well, that's because you lived
of snow
in the north.
The great north. You want to know where?
Get that mitten out of my face.
You know who else wears mittens? Snowmen.
Santa Claus wears mittens.
We don't know that. Maybe he likes to have his fingers handy. Maybe he wears mittens, the ones with the little things that you take off and you clip behind so that he can have dexterity in his fingers. Hmm. Touch his iPhone.
Yeah.
No, Santa's an Android user.
Santa no, likes a Samsung. No. Mm-mm. I texted Santa. And it was blue.
Are you sure it wasn't just Santa Chappy T? What's it called? ChatGPT.
Yes, that was a funny joke.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I forgot where we were.
The parents decided they're not going to have a Christmas tree that year. Christmas Eve rolls around, and my dad, clearly upset that there is no tree,
it's his fault!
I know. Leaves the house around 2 p.m. We all know he's headed to the bar.
Sorry. I love this family.
No big deal, except it starts to get late. We make ham and all the trimmings, wait until about 9 p.m. and then eat. 10 p.m. No dad. 11 p.m. No dad.
Did dad die? Did dad become a Christmas tree?
Dad is Krampus.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. Also, I know that you're in the middle of your story. I'm so sorry. But, like, what do you think you got into a fight about? Do you think they fought over a tree? Like, him and another yes. random person?
No, I think the mom and the dad fought over which tree.
I thought that he, like, got into a fight with someone at the tree lot. Like, that's my tree! No, it's my tree!
I would hope that, like, the two parents were, like, on the same side. And then
yeah.
they were fighting another couple. And...
and the kids are just standing there like, is daddy gonna die? Santa wouldn't let that happen.
11 p.m. No dad. My mom calls the bar to check when he's coming home.
I'm sorry.
Classic.
It's on speed dial.
Yeah. I'm picturing the Gallaghers.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, from Shameless.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
You
I
have
need
to.
I yeah. know.
It's a mess.
I know. I keep needing to. I keep needing to? Who says that?
You.
You can cut that out.
So at the bar, they say he left hours ago.
Oh, God. Yeah. This is turning dark.
Seriously starting to worry that something horrible had happened to my dad on Christmas, my mom decides to go look for him while my brother, sister, and I try and get some sleep. Around midnight, we hear the garage door open and then a horrible crunching sound.
Great. Do you know something I don't? You're giggling. Is it Krampus?
Yeah. My brother, who at the time was around 6, starts yelling, Santa!
No, it's just dad super drunk with a bag of Doritos.
He runs around the house. Not Santa, just dad. Dad drags a sad looking tree into the house and it's dropping pine needles everywhere. Branches broken all over. He tries to set it up in our living room using a stand, but the base is too long. He goes to the garage and gets the rustiest looking handsaw I've ever seen. Tries to cut the base, proceeds to almost sever two of his fingers. He is rushed to the emergency room by my mom, where they are able to
cut through his fingers? Yeah. What a dumbass!
Where they are able to reattach his fingers. Christmas miracle. We wake up Christmas morning to an almost naked tree propped up against the wall and blood everywhere.
Blood, yeah.
Oh, and that horrible crunch I mentioned? He drove his car into the garage while the tree was strapped to the top, breaking the garage door.
I'll fix that tomorrow. We gotta get this tree up so Santa can come.
And then it says, too long, didn't read. My drunk dad most likely stole a tree on Christmas Eve, ended up in the emergency room, and broke the garage door for good measure.
I'm fucking obsessed with this family.
Okay. So.
Is it my turn?
Your turn.
Is it my turn? I have a creepypasta.
Okay. A Krampus creepypasta? A Krampus
creepypasta.
A creepy Krampus? Pasta that starts with a C? Captive.
What? Don't mock me. Okay, sweaty. This story is by Jay.
Can you start that over? I said my boobs are sweaty. I said
two words.
But I said my boobs are sweaty, thinking I could cut that out. But then you started talking.
Boobs are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. Oh. I think we should leave it in just so that stays in. That's
staying in. All right.
It's okay. You can cut it out.
Everyone has boobs. Snet? Sweat?
She's had three sips of that beer.
I also had a caramel.
She did. Oh, you're holding it together. Okay, this is by Jay Speziale. Each year on December 5th, a person in my hometown is brutally murdered. The police are at a loss. With each victim, a poetic story is left behind. Below are the stories from the past 3 years. Hopefully this isn't too dark to rain on your holiday cheer.
Let's go.
Frederick loved to smile, for he was always glad. Happy, warm, and gentle, never ever sad. Oh my god, does this rhyme? My god, it even rhymes, better. Tamara. This is why I'm glad I didn't read this.
Yeah.
Where did I leave off?
Mom's spaghetti.
But Frederick had a secret. One he only knew. This man loved to strangle children. He turned them cold and blue. Well, that turned really dark. The townsfolk never found them, for he was very smart. Frederick took their corpses and pulled them all apart. It couldn't be young Frederick, everyone would say. He is a man of God. We always see him pray. It's always the men of God.
Pray, like praying on people. Praying on children.
Unfortunately, it's the other pray. Okay. Is how it's spelled.
Oh, okay. Are they spelled the same?
No. P-R-E-A. P-R-E-Y. P-R-A-Y.
Right. Like we said, I don't know how to spell.
Sorry. The cold night came, and Frederick rested his head, but soon he heard a scratching underneath his bed. Frederick trembled as he looked, oil lamp in hand. I don't know what time period this is set in. On his bedroom floor, the demon had a plan. Away with you, beast. The night is dark and long. You have no business here, for I have done no wrong. Krampus only laughed, and he shook his rusty chain. He hung Frederick by the neck until he writhed in pain. The lynx constricted, digging into skin. Frederick then cried out, paying for his sin. He begged and pleaded until his final breath. With a beautiful snap, Frederick bled to death.
Ooh. A smack or a snap?
Snap.
Snap.
He snapped his neck.
Snack.
Wait, did he snap his neck?
Why would he?
With a chain.
Oh, a snap with a chain.
Okay. Well, he had a chain around his neck.
Mm-hmm. All checks out.
Back to the seriousness. Krampus hung him out to dry, and all the townsfolk began to cry. But not the children, for now their souls were free, and under Frederick's body, the phantoms danced with glee. Here's the next story. Because remember, there were three murders.
Okay, all right.
Greta loved herself more than she could bear. She never had enough and could never ever share. Want was never more. It was only need. Her envy grew and grew, and with it came her greed. Greta needed more, but money wasn't flush, so she stole from her family. It gave her quite the rush. It is not enough, to herself she would say. I must have it all. There is no other way. Into her grandparents' home, Greta crept inside. They had so many treasures, jewelry and gemstones pied.
Pied?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Okay.
Pied Piper.
But when she looked about, wealth she did not find, only ancient Krampus with something on his mind. Greta shrieked and trembled, staring at his claws. She knew there would be no mercy from this evil Santa Claus. You shall have the riches, Krampus said with a grin, and he gave them to her after peeling off her skin.
Ew.
It's kind of hot.
Ew.
Herman. We're on to Herman.
Okay, Herman.
Herman was a doctor, for that's what he would say, and every single patient they would have to pay. He cut and pulled and burned, and after he was done, for more he always yearned. That's a
burned and yearned.
Yeah, I get it, but like the, what's it called? Syntax or whatever is off?
The
is that
iambic
the word?
Pentameter?
Thank you. I don't know if that's right, but it sounds like a potato.
Iambic potato-er.
Okay. The surgeon was a butcher who had a taste for swine. With their bleeding flesh, he'd pair a fine white red wine. Fuck white wine. Sorry. The hunger took him, body, mind, and soul. Yet this evil, it never took its toll. Herman was alone. In his chair he sat. All this human meat had made him very fat. Ew, so he ate them.
Okay.
I didn't get that
no,
from before.
Me either.
He drifted off to slumber and began to snore until an angry Krampus burst through the door. Herman could not move. He wet himself in fright. Krampus licked his lips and let out a squeal of delight. First he gouged out his eyes, and Herman could not see. Then Krampus filleted his tongue. It was tender as could be. Christmas is joyous, full of love and cheer, but you must remember the one that we all fear. So be kind to one another. Show love and heed this text, or Krampus will find you, and you will certainly be next.
Ooh, Krampus. And so Krampus, he only, like, killed annoying people?
Krampus kills bad people and so bad
the,
kids.
In the first story, what was wrong with that kid?
Oh.
I just remember him praying.
Frederick. Frederick. Oh, Frederick. Oh, Frederick. Hold on. I'm going back. All right. So, Frederick killed children. Remember? Frederick strangled babies.
Oh, yes. I got confused because...
You thought he was talking about Krampus.
Yeah.
No. Frederick kills babies.
Frederick's a kid?
No. Frederick is an adult. Remember, he's the adult. He was like, he was a good boy because he was praying, but he strangled kids.
Okay.
Remember, he's a man of God, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then Greta was greedy.
Greedy Greta.
So Krampus goes after, well, he like whips bad kids, like naughty kids.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty. I bet that there is some interesting Krampus porn on the internet somewhere. Challenge
sure
accepted.
There's interesting Santa porn as well.
I don't like Santa porn. It's weird.
You
know what's fun though? The Grinch porn.
God, you have so much time on your hands.
Not now.
Would you like to be a Girl Scout leader?
No. Me? Not the right person. I almost just fucking ruined Christmas for your daughter because she was showing me where the elf was, and I was like, oh, Tamara, you moved that? And thank God she didn't catch it.
I only heard you say you're doing, but I guess you said move.
I said, did you do that? Because I'm an idiot.
I didn't even catch it, so.
Well, thankfully, I don't think Emily heard it.
No.
I would have ruined her life.
Hopefully she can't hear us right now.
Hopefully she's not standing right outside the door.
She absolutely loves her elf. Like, she's been talking about that thing since
Skittles.
October. And last year, it was so sweet. I was putting her to bed on Christmas Eve. So, like, Skittles doesn't come back after Christmas Eve because now it's Christmas. Yeah. And once Santa comes, he goes back to the North Pole. So she was going to bed on Christmas Eve and she just starts crying. And I'm like, baby, what's wrong? I'm just really going to miss Skittles, Mom. It was just...
Ugh. What if he's haunted and he comes to life at night?
Well, she seems happy about it, so that's fine.
That's true. I guess it couldn't be that bad. People keep posting pictures of their, like, elves in all different positions around the house, and it's fucking freaking me out. Like, I hate this time of year because people keep posting. One of my friends from Michigan, she, like, sprinkled flour. This is an idea for you.
I've seen it. That's what, when it comes, that's the day it comes. It's
horrifying. She, like, sprinkled flour on the floor.
And then they
take and then did, like, well, she did, like, the snow angel thing with the elf. And it was just, like, laying there with those dead glass, glazy eyes. And I was just like, that is just so scary.
Yesterday, our elf was, like, mooning Emily. It was bent over smelling flowers. But it has, like, a skirt. So the skirt was popped up. And then there's a little note that says, what did it say? Stop and smell the flowers.
Oh my god, Tamara. That was clever. That was clever.
And me and Rich kind of have like a little like competition. He's like, no, I'm going to do it tonight. And I'm like, okay.
Because you got to come up with like, you got to come up with some cool shit. My brother does some weird shit with his elves. He makes it real weird.
Last year, I got the little Barbie toilet and Tootsie Roll made little turds in toilet.
Oh my god. You know what? Y'all all need to be in a competition.
Tomorrow, her elf is bringing her earrings, Christmas earrings.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
It is. I can't wait to see her in earrings. How long? Didn't she just get her ears pierced, though?
Probably.
Doesn't she have to leave those in for a while?
They said 3 weeks, and you have to change them, like, immediately. And they can only be studs. But it's been probably 2 months now.
I was going to say, I don't remember them ever saying that when I had my ears pierced. I left mine in for, like, forever.
Yeah, I feel like when my mom got my ears pierced, I had to leave them in a long time, too. Or maybe I was just a child and it felt like a long time. Who knows? It
felt like an eternity. I liked mine. I got my birthstone. It was pink.
Yeah, I was going to get that for M2, and it was $80 at Claire's.
Oh, my God. These were, like, so cheap. Claire's. $80?
Yeah, the cheapest ones were 60 something.
And they'll probably turn her ears green because all their metal is garbage.
She literally goes, well, we have these, and these are 80. And I'm like, well, you know, you have any ones that are cheaper? And she's like, yes, we have this. It's something. I don't remember what she said. Like steel.
Nickel.
It's like, you it's can steel.
Bend it with your finger.
She's like, so 50% of the time. Oh, there's like 50% chance of infection and 50% chance of like the earring getting pulled into the ear. And I'm like, why did you say that in front of my kid?
Oh my god, she said it in front of Emily?
Yeah, so now she's getting scared. And then
that her ear is sucking up her earring.
And then like also she's saying it so that now I can't go back and get the $60 one because now Em's like,
Mom. You're trying to kill me, Mom? Are you trying to kill me?
But, so I got the $60 one, and she's fine. She's fucking fine.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I
know. What it's a still $60
sales tactic. I have replaced my wedding ring with a $13 ring twice now, and these are longer lasting and better quality than my $100 ring was.
I also have a $13 ring.
That was $13?
No, not the third band.
Oh.
Because Rich decided he was going to spend $1,200 on some stupid fucking gaming thing.
Oh.
He's done this multiple times, so fucking piss me off. Anyway.
I hope he doesn't listen to this pod.
He doesn't, but he knows how I feel. Anyway, so I bought this expensive ring.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
You couldn't even tell.
I know. Thank you. I do have to get a new one because it's like chipping on one side, but
go with the stainless steel.
$13. My wedding ring was $500.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. I told Matt, if you fucking spend more than $100 on my ring, you're stupid.
Wow. And like, we are different.
Well, no, because like, you fucking lose things, you know?
No,
like,
you lose things.
Okay. I'm not the only one. He lost his wedding ring. Thank God we only spent $40 on it.
I know.
he almost died during the last hurricane. And all that he lost was the wedding ring.
How did he almost die?
I showed you that video, right?
No.
He went to go to the beach.
Oh my God,
Matthew. To look at the swells. And he was by himself. And he was going over one of the dunes. And as he was walking over one of the dunes, a wave came over and knocked him off of his feet. And literally pushed him underwater all the way into the parking lot. He lost his phone, his wallet, his keys. His ring came off. It was knocked off of his finger. And like, he was video... He videotapes the whole thing. I wonder if I can find it. I'll have to see if he can find it and I'll send it to you. But like, literally, it's insane. Like, he's just looking at the waves and then a wave comes and hits him and then it's... Because the phone's underwater.
And the phone survived?
Yeah. He came home and I was at work at the time, but I was like waiting for him to come home. He came home and like, he was like... soaking wet and covered in sand and shells. He had so much sand like in his pants, in his shoes, everything. And he's like, oh, got a little wet.
He's like, go, get away, get out of my house.
I was just like, I wasn't even worried about that. I'm like, you could have fucking died. You could have been swept up by the sea. And because you went alone and didn't tell me you went to the beach, nobody would have known where you were.
There had to be other people there.
And he was in my car.
Oh, man.
I don't know if there were other people there.
It was a hurricane in South Florida. Everyone goes to the beach.
I didn't see anybody in the video, but... there was a lot of gurgling. So there could have been somebody, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't remember.
I forgot where we left off. $13 yeah. rings. That's why you don't spend a lot of money on a ring, because nature can just knock it right off your finger.
Then you just buy another one. I love
But then wouldn't you be mad ring? If you spent a lot of money on that? And you lost it. I spent a lot of money about resizing my engagement ring and I lost that.
I would be mad at the sentimental value of this ring that I picked out myself. I just love my ring.
I'm glad you do.
Honestly.
Because
it's beautiful.
You didn't like the first ring.
No, but I still have it.
Do you wear it?
No.
Do you even know where it is?
Maybe. I think it's right here next to us.
That is a jack of some sort.
It's a ring holder and
oh,
my ring wasn't there.
The ring's
so
not on it, so
uh-oh.
There's that. $13 ring for the win.
I almost bought myself a new ring. Oh my God, did I tell
oh,
I did
God.
Tell you this, 'cause I dropped my ring down the bathroom sink.
I think you did tell me that.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was having the hardest time ever opening that bottom thing. So I had told Rich, if we can't get it out, I'm getting a new ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was going to be an upgrade. Okay. Not much of one.
And yet you won't get your car fixed?
Here's the thing.
I feel like if you can spend what? I'm assuming you want to spend around $1,500 on a new ring.
I was thinking $1,200.
If you want to spend that much on a ring, that's a down payment on a new car.
I know. I know.
Priorities.
Listen. My car, she's good.
No, well. No,
she just has a little bit of a leak.
Yeah. All over the place.
She's leaking oil. It's not, it can't be that bad because every time I go to check my oil, the level is fine. I've only had to fill it up one time.
I think you just need a new car. I think you deserve a new car.
I do deserve a new car.
That should be your Christmas present.
Yes. Well, no. But.
Why?
Soon. It was my goal this year to get a car, too.
Year's almost over. And now would be the time to do it because you could probably get a good deal on a, like, 2023 model.
I'm not buying new.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to be a new car person anymore.
Why? Your car has lasted you
10 years.
Literally forever.
Literally 10 years has been forever.
Yep. It doesn't even have 100,000 miles on it.
It's wild. My car has 110,000 miles on it.
Dang. How old is your car?
Like 2019. No, it's like a 2018.
Okay.
It's Matt's car. Well, it's Matt's old car. It's my car. I got the hand-me-down.
Love you.
Where were we? Oh my God. I'm so sorry, everyone. Nobody wants to hear us talk about rings and...
Yes, they do.
Cars. But you know who else has a car? Not Santa, because he has a sleigh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Going over to ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT to tell me a true Christmas true crime story.
Oh.
Are you going to tell me about the Cordova murder? The one with the family?
I know what you're talking about, and it did show me that, but I don't think the name was Cordova.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it probably isn't. Corona? I don't know. Go on.
Corona?
Something with a C, maybe.
You're talking about the one with the kids.
Yeah. Where the guy, like, shot everyone and then went in it with a flamethrower.
No, that is the Lawson family.
I don't know. I'm not good with names.
But there's another one where something happened to the girls. Some of them got out. Some of them, never mind.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm thinking of. The first girl got shot in the face. Because she thought it was Santa at the door. But she survived. Did I just ruin your thing?
No. So the Lawsons, the dad killed them.
Okay. This is depressing. Go on. Tell me your thing. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT.
In 1929, in the small town of Sycamore, Illinois, a chilling and true Christmas crime unfolded known as the Sycamore Candy Cane Murder.
Ooh. Oh, did he sharpen a candy cane in his mouth and stab people with it? Because have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Sharpen them into like mm-hmm. a fine point, and then you're like, I'm going to pierce my tongue.
I'm always afraid I'm going to accidentally pierce my tongue.
I tried to do it on purpose. It doesn't work. Breaks before you can get through it.
You would. On Christmas Eve, a wealthy local businessman named Charles Roth was found brutally murdered in his home.
His house home.
The crime scene was particularly gruesome, with Ross bound to a chair, his throat slashed, and a candy cane stuffed in his mouth.
At least it wasn't stuffed in his butt.
Yeah.
So I was really afraid you were going to say that.
Okay. The particular and macabre nature of the murder baffled investigators. As they delved into the case, they discovered that Ross had been involved in shady business dealings and was known to have numerous enemies. The town was shaken by the heinous crime, especially during the festive season. Suspects emerged, including disgruntled business partners, jealous rivals, and even estranged family members. The candy cane detail added an eerie and symbolic dimension to the murder, leaving the community on edge. How do you know that it's symbolic? Okay, it was Christmas. Maybe when he was leaving church, he grabbed a candy cane on the way and he just happened to have it.
And he's like, that would look really cool, yeah. Right?
You know what
there.
I should do with this candy cane?
Again, at least he didn't put it up his butt.
There you go.
Not that demented.
Despite an extensive investigation, the murder was never apprehended.
Oh!
The murderer was never apprehended. And the case remains unsolved to this day. The Sycamore Candy Cane Murder became a haunting tale that lingers in local lore. A stark reminder that even in the season of joy, darkness can cast a long and unsettling shadow.
There is a lot of darkness
yeah.
in Christmas time because people suck.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Are you new here on this planet? Sorry.
I'm just a baby.
She still has... candy cane colored glasses on. I'm just a baby.
I thought you meant like personally to you they sucked, and I was like,
No, fight them. Like, human beings in general are all terrible, and they act atrociously around the holidays. They could not give two shits if anybody else, like, died in a fiery crash next to them. Now I'm talking about traffic again. Here I go. I'm not doing it.
Move on, Ryle.
I always complain about the traffic.
The traffic's so bad.
Fucking snowbirds.
Snowbirds. Firebirds. But I hate birds.
Thunderbirds.
All of the birds. Are we done? I want to read one more thing for the retail workers.
Oh, yes, thank you.
It's actually an Instagram post from the oddities shop that I got that little spell thingy at. Mm-hmm. Prometheus Esoterica in Orlando, and I fucking love them. But they posted this, and I read it the other day, and I was just like, wow, this is, like, gonna get me through this holiday season.
Did you cry?
I did. And then I read it out loud to Matt, and he was like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
How did I know you cried?
Well, I didn't, like, bawl my eyes out, but I was like,
there were tears.
Wow. This is, like, specifically targeted to retail workers from other people who, like, sell things to people. Am I allowed to just, like, read their Instagram post?
I mean, you told them.
I did.
Yeah.
Hail Krampus, the Yule Lord, punisher of the obnoxious and misbehaved, the patron demon of retail and service employees worldwide. The Xmas season is purported to bring out the best in people. We find, in fact, the opposite to be true. We invoke thee to bring retribution to the self-important, the fit throwers, the childish, simpering simpletons who invade our workplaces, our places of business, our homes with their self-righteous and insufferable indignations. Rise up from your wretched hole, O dark avenger. Spare not the rod, the reed, the whip and chain, and rain justice pure as hellfire on the sniveling masses that seek only their own interest in a season meant for giving, and then dare to proselytize the ideals of righteousness that they no more embody than does a pile of reindeer shit. Hail Krampus, and hail the holiday worker. Spit in their food, leave security tags on their gifts, forget to load their gift cards, and tell them happy holidays. It's like, they just, like, really get me.
It's fucking beautiful. That was perfect.
Happy holidays while the merry bells keep ringing.
Why are you such a pretty singer today?
Today? I'm, like, always a pretty singer. Mm-hmm. I was watching Schitt's Creek before I came over, and it's the episode where she tries to get into the jazz again. I forgot how funny that shit is.
Is that the little she bit of Alexis? Starts, like,
huh?
Is that the A Little Bit of Alexis?
What? A Little Bit of Alexis?
Yeah, that song that she sings. I think that's for something else.
Oh, no. She's like, her, like, audition for the Jazzy Gals is just her, like, singing, like, 8 words and then going, a skiddly too, a skippity pa, a skippity hoo, a skippity, and everyone's just staring at her.
That's me all the time.
Yeah.
You do say that a lot.
What?
Skippity-doo. Skippity-bee.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's jazzy.
Yeah, yeah. Mom spaghetti.
Goodness. Well, we are at an hour and 14 minutes, so.
I say that's good.
Yeah.
You only have to edit out, like, 70 sniffles.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll bring it down to 45 minutes, which is a good length.
Yeah.
Hope we didn't get too dark for everyone.
I loved it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you need a happy Christmas story.
We could go driving in my neighborhood. That is Christmas up your butt.
I don't want to sit in a car longer than I have to. My back.
We can strap you right to the hood. Or you can just stand out of the...
You know who else gets strapped to a hood? A dead reindeer. Always bringing it back. To Christmas.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, one more quick thing.
I love you.
So, you know the games like Two Truths and a Lie and Never Have I Ever?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Are we playing that right now?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm not that creative.
I love games.
So, for work, we were going to do, well, when I say we, I was planning.
You?
Yeah. A thing where everyone writes down like a fun, interesting, funny fact about themselves or a story or something unbelievable. And puts it, types it up, cuts it out, puts it in a jar, and then we read them one by one. It's like, so number one's fact, and then everyone has to guess who it is. And then
everybody has to guess who it
is. Yeah.
You came up with that?
I didn't come up with that, no. You know, just wanted a fun little game. So, my fun fact that I didn't get to share, I have to share with you.
What, nobody called it?
Nobody wanted to do the whole thing.
Nobody played your game?
No, they didn't even have a party.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you planned out the games for the party that didn't even happen? Tamara, I'll have a holiday party with you. That's, we can play that game.
A pity party. And
no. Alexis.
So my fun fact, you already know this story.
Oh.
But I want to tell it on the podcast. I was like,
are you going to tell me things? Then I have to guess which is the fake thing. We should do that.
Yeah, we should.
You're right. Because we know everything about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
So, me and a coworker.
Is it me?
No. I'm going to have to just bleep it out.
Oh.
Ugh.
No. What?
You told me he's like a crazy Republican now.
Oh, well, yeah, now.
So I can't.
He was very nice back then. Can you cut that out?
Let's just say, Rel
knows before him too. I was married.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even going to go. I said Rel knows him.
I also know him.
He was just, he's
new.
He's one of those people that's like stupid and nice and like goofy and like just. The word goffable comes to mind. I don't know what that is.
No. I 100% goffable.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he was a cashier. This is when we worked at Winn-Dixie. And I was helping him bag. I was like the closing
front-end person. Oh, my God. Front is this a celebrity story?
Yes.
I love this story.
So it's close to closing time. So he was the only cashier, and I was just standing, hanging out, waiting to close. So a guy comes through our line, and you could tell he had just been to the massage place next door because he had that ring around his face. And the dumb person that he is,
you keep saying his name. You're gonna create so much work for yourself.
He goes, "What is that smell? Like, are you wearing something? Like, what is that smell? It just smells weird." Because he's just the dumb person that wouldn't realize, like, you cannot say stuff like
there
that to people.
There are so many Instacart shoppers. I wish I could say that too because their cologne is so bad. But, like, you just don't say that to people.
Like, this kid, one time I was bagging for him and a girl came through and bought a pregnancy test. And instead of just ringing it up and just going along with it and just being fucking mature,
be up, huh?
He goes, oh, congratulations. Huh? Or maybe not. What are you hoping for?
Dude. Oh my God! Oh my God! So, that's really awkward.
So there's no surprise when I hear him say this to this guy.
And like, you're like, his smells manager. Weird.
Like, what is that? And, I'm just like bagging. Like,
so
the guy's like, it's lavender. I just got a massage next door. That was it. That was the end of the conversation. You know,
life goes on. Or life, does it?
Life goes on to, like, I don't know, 2 weeks later, one of our regular clients come in. They're a couple. And
clients?
I'm sorry.
We didn't have clients.
No, they were customers. They come in. They're one of our regulars and they know
the cashier.
Dude, like, really well. They always joke customer? Around. Yeah. The customers know the cashier really well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they always joke around with him, and one day they come in, and they're like, where's cashier? Where is he? and we call him up and they're like, hey, did you wait on Tim Allen the other day? And he's like, no, I did not.
It's like the motherfucker's never seen Santa Claus. Like, a literal Santa Claus movie.
I didn't recognize him either. Okay?
That's true. Okay.
So at they this point,
a lot of Botox.
We're like, no. What? And they're like, listen, we were listening to Wild 95.5 to the KBJ Morning Show, which is like everyone listens. And they said, Tim Allen called in and was bad-mouthing Winn-Dixie, specifically the Winn-Dixie and Jupiter.
Why would Tim Allen call a radio show?
I guess because he's like the local celebrities that they have on sometimes. Wow. He must live around here somewhere.
He's also from my hometown in Michigan.
That's weird.
Yeah, he has a house up there. Sorry.
Yeah, that's weird.
My mom waited on him all the time when she was a waitress.
Did she recognize him?
Probably.
What was wrong with me? I was overcome with his odor because it was really strong and it didn't smell like lavender.
I never smelt anybody from that place. Right. Oh, whether it was Massage Envy or whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody ever had a smell. I could never tell. Even the we waited on the masseuses all the time and they never smelled.
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry.
So anyways, customers come in and they're like, you know, Tim Allen was bad mouthing Winn-Dixie, and then he specifically said that cashier's name on the radio. So these customers are like, listen, Tim Allen was talking about you and how horrible you were and how you embarrassed him.
And you know what? He's just that kind of cashier where he just was like, oh, I don't know. Just like didn't care. He really did not care at all.
Oh, God.
And nothing happened, right? Like,
nothing.
Nobody
came
found
of it.
Out
those
because
were the only
Tim
clients.
Allen didn't fucking call the customer service line. Thank goodness.
Yeah, those are the only people that mentioned anything.
I didn't hear anything about it.
But
the only other thing that I remember is like I would always go on like our Google reviews to like read shit, and like his name would always come up.
Really? Oh my god!
Oh my god! All the time. Either like he gave someone the wrong change, or he was just like really rude about something. It's a good thing he's not a cashier anymore.
Yeah.
He's not one with customer service. Yeah. I mean, neither am I, but
he's not like a full
grown adult?
Carton of eggs. Something's missing.
Rude.
I said it.
Because I knew him and he was fine.
Well, I think he's on the spectrum.
And he was fine.
Although, fine.
If you think about
fine.
Tim Allen.
He asked Tim Allen why he smelled so bad.
You didn't recognize him either. Also, every single time I hear that story, I think of that one scene. I think it is it in Santa Claus? No, it's like Christmas with the Cranks or something, mm-hmm. where he gets all that Botox done. And I'm just like picturing that walking through the lane.
No, he
at
did.
Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, I truly.
Like he had all this Botox and he's just like, can't lose his face. That's what I'm picturing.
Swollen, like, you know, people like alcoholics get like a really swollen red face.
Yeah.
It was like that. He was
maybe
definitely
they
red.
Do, like a weird shiatsu massage on his face where they just chop the skin.
That's a good theory. Yeah, that's why it was swollen.
The alternative is that they just like
short.
He's like, short. I always pictured him being
I know.
Tall.
I know, and like not in the
maybe
best of shape.
Wasn't
this time.
Tim Allen?
Listen.
I'll have to ask my mom if Tim Allen was short.
Shorter than I expected when I thought back to the guy.
So fun.
So weird. Thanks. I had to share that with someone because no one else fucking cared in my life.
I cared. That is a funny story.
It's a hilarious story.
We had a lot of funny stories.
That's why we started this podcast.
And we always forget to tell those funny stories.
Anyway, that's part of my two truths and a lie.
My two truths and a lie. I always put like that I got trampled by a horse because nobody guesses that one.
I have the Tim Allen story. Just say I unknowingly pissed off Tim Allen. And
you didn't.
I was part of the situation. I was standing directly
were,
next to him.
And you were his direct supervisor. Yeah. And you didn't say anything.
He always put me in those positions. Like, he'd just say some off-the-wall shit, because, and I'm, like standing there, like...
You're not supposed to, like, yell at people in front of customers. Like, you can't just be like, hey, you fuckwad. Like, shut up. As much as you want to. You just can't.
Yeah. So, Tim Allen, and then I was interviewed in the homicide department.
Wait, is that the
for
line?
An hour.
Oh, and wait, then... That, oh... That just made me sad. Sorry.
It is a sad story. But no one ever guesses those.
No. I would have never guessed that one either.
Yeah.
When we did that game at work, we only had to come up with one thing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It was the horse thing. I couldn't come up with anything else, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, you're pretty boring.
I'm pretty fucking boring. I have a secret love for puzzles that sometimes make me hurt my back.
Your mom likes The Little Mermaid?
Yeah. No, no telling what people would guess. Actually, a lot of people don't get that. Like, Matt will tell people, oh, she was named after The Little Mermaid. And they're like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. My little brother's middle name is Sebastian.
Yeah, that's what gave it away.
His name gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Because you're Ariel.
Yeah.
Like the way... What's the lobster's name? The crab?
Sebastian. Oh. I just said it. Do you think my little brother's middle name was Flounder?
I don't know. Anyway, yes, Sebastian.
Also, did you watch the new Little Mermaid?
I did.
It was horrifying.
Really?
I watched. Flounder was nightmare inducing. Flounder was freaky.
I don't even remember Flounder, and but I remember the scuttlebutt and Sebastian.
The seagull.
That was so funny. That scuttlebutt song. Love that song.
I do not remember that. But the seagull, I wish it was funnier. Because, like, my favorite part of that one Kiss the Girl song is when Scuttle goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing?
No.
You don't remember the original? I tried to watch the original Little Mermaid with your daughter, and she wanted none of it.
When was this?
When she was a baby.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, she wasn't like a baby. Was she a baby baby? She might have been a baby baby.
Well, I took her to the movie theater to see the live action one, and we played the songs for like weeks, and
it was good.
Also, I played them at work in the morning.
Okay, that's a bit
because
much.
My coworkers come in bad fucking moods, and I'd rather listen to Disney songs than their stupid fucking mouths.
I think you just need to find a different job where you like. I hate my customers. I don't hate my coworkers. Except for a couple. You hate all your coworkers.
If I had just one.
And that's a problem because you have to work with them more than you have to work with the customer.
I don't hate all my coworkers. There's one that I respect and know that she's a very good person. Is my boss, yes.
And everyone else sucks.
Yeah. Fuck all of you. Lay on train tracks. I mean, that's.
I will wear my Christmas sweater without you.
They make my life so fucking difficult. I've taken to just leaving passive notes around on things. Like, we have shipments of, you know, office stuff come in all the time. And people will literally be like, here, Tamara. And I'm like, okay. And set it down right in front of them on the table. Like, why didn't you do that? And then it'll just sit there because they think it's my job. So I put a little post-it note on it that says something like, why don't you try handling this for yourself?
Ooh,
or
sassy.
Maybe take the initiative before you ask me a question. Like all of them, like, they're like, what is this in the closed box? And I'm like,
I don't know. Open it. But you know what?
Why
happens?
Do you think I would know that?
What happens when we open boxes when we don't know what's inside?
Anthrax?
Could be. Pandora's box. You don't know what's inside.
Nobody knows what's inside of a box before you open it.
Schrodinger's cat. Probably. Just
Just put the fucking markers away.
It was really funny because the other day at work, we had like the delivery guy who drops off all of our like office supplies come by, and he was like waiting up front, and like me and like three other people are in the office like making tags, and he like knocks on the door, and we all angrily open it because we hate when customers knock on the door because they're like, is the bathroom back here? And it's like, do you fucking see a bathroom sign up here? No.
Yep, we're all shitting in here.
And it's just the supply guy. He's just like, hey, I have supplies. And we all just fucking stared at him like, and? Can you like put it on the counter? Like, what do you want us to do with it? So he literally stood there, and then like somebody came out of like a different office and was just like, oh, I'll take that for you. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do with it? I don't know. Do I just sign for it? I don't know. Wow. So we're part of the problem. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not my job.
I hate when people it's also say not that's my me. Job. I'm not the fucking package czar.
You
of the fucking...
become this way.
I know.
Because I'm controlling. It's the same way that you are with your schedule.
I know. No, honestly,
release
the shit.
The power!
They think that I'm just like the person to fucking come to, but I'm just like today. I have fucking tech here dealing with my big giant money dispenser. Okay, I can't help any customers right now. I'm dealing with this dude. He's got a freaking air blower trying to clean out my machine and explain to me what is wrong with it. And dumb old bleep, she, do we have any hundreds currency straps? We've had a brand new pack of hundreds currency straps sitting on the fucking counter for like 3 weeks. Nobody has opened it because they think I'm going to be the one to fucking open it. No. I have my own currency bands and I'm going to fucking
use
them.
In plastic wrap?
What?
Aren't they just in plastic wrap?
They're in like a little thin cardboard box from Staples.
That's not that big of a deal.
But they've been sitting there out of fucking hundreds bands. And then they have the nerve to ask me. I say, yeah, we have brand new ones.
Go open the box.
We have some brand new
ones.
Might
be a dead cat. Oh, might be hundreds bands.
Where are they? They're literally, I have like a separator for all of my currency bands. They're literally white boxes sitting on top of all these colorful bands. And it says on there, blue hundreds, orange 50s.
Mom spaghetti.
Thank you.
This is the episode where we do it backwards and we vent about work after all of the stories.
It was a rough day. Okay.
We love you.
That's all I'm going to say. And my manager, we had to have a meeting in her office. And for some reason, they decided to put fucking white chairs in. The day I'm having some real fucking issues. So I just sat on my black jacket.
Oh.
Anyway.
I love you.
That was
over.
The best shower of my life when I got home.
I'm so happy. Do you want to talk about it on air?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore.
I didn't think you wanted to elaborate on it. It was a bit distressing.
I feel like everyone read between the lines. You got what you needed from that. Anyway,
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, it's Hanukkah right now.
It is. Oh my god.
So the second night of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a really good holiday and
don't get too stressed out.
Yeah. Don't have a panic attack and cry outside your house to your mom on Christmas when everyone's leaving, because for some reason that triggers your anxiety really bad and you're like really sad that the holiday season's now over, so you just cry out in your driveway so your family doesn't see you and your mom's like, it's okay, you freaking weirdo. Don't do that. Instead,
did you do that?
Yeah, every year. Oh, every year since I was a kid.
I get the blues after the holiday season, but that's just because like I don't know.
I feel like it's like this huge lead up and then you're so excited and it's such a short day and then
it
it's just over.
It is one fucking day.
And it's like the holidays
are over.
And
then you just go back to normal.
And what do you have to look forward to? I know my anniversary is like 2 weeks later, but what is that? It's back to fucking homework and getting up early and the elf isn't there now. She doesn't want to fucking get out of bed.
You could keep the elf there all year long.
I can't commit.
I feel that.
Anyway, so don't do that.
Don't do that.
No,
that's so
have a
depressing.
Great night. And I don't know if you have issues like that.
Just remember, Christmas is only 365 days away when it's over.
Or like plan something.
Plan something for Halloween.
Or plan something just for like that night for yourself. Like
bourbon.
Like
helps.
I got these amazing pajamas.
I'm gonna save these pajamas for the very end of the night, and then when everybody leaves, I'm gonna be like, wow, I'm so snuggly. And then I'm gonna totally forget that I'm depressed about the holiday season being over because I'm so snuggly.
Yeah, I'm gonna snuggle on my couch and pet my dog, and like my kid so and wholesome. My husband will be asleep, and I'm just gonna sit on the couch and allow myself to sit down and not feel.
And she's gonna cry alone on the couch in her snuggly pajamas.
I did that yesterday. Okay.
About Christmas?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Was it about your period? Little bit. Kinda. I also cried a couple days ago, but I don't remember what it was about.
We were supposed to keep this jolly.
Jelly?
Jolly.
We're jolly. We're so jolly. Bye. Wait, no. Be jolly.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy fucking holidays. Not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Yeah.
And I personally don't like Christmas.
Have a good 2024. Happy New Year's.
Oh my God. We're not going to have to do a New Year's episode, right?
You know,
I can't commit to that.
We only plan these like a few days ahead of time.
Literally, so. She told me like 2 days ago that we're doing the Christmas episode. All right.
Okay, we've said goodbye like 4 times. We have to end this now.
Goodbye. Again.